You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
In it.
I'm so proud of Gwillem. He's excavated some ancient ice out of the BFM freezer. There's a good vintage, that ice.
Is that why it's so white?
Like,
it's,
yeah, bro. It's dusty ice.
It's like a dog shit. It's gone white.
It's just dusty ice. Like, it's got some serious crunch to it.
It's like half a, some sort of mammoth, half a woolly mammoth in there.
We're basically making frappes with
it's
this
It's a little
ice.
Bit. Shave ice. Get your shave ice.
I feel you. Like, that is the old school cocktail way, man. Just
you've
shave
got the
ice.
Colours as well. It's strong red there.
It's going to be coming through vibrant.
Can I say?
What's on the menu this evening, Gwillem? It's liars.
It's liars, but like as we were saying before, 95% of people who do Dry July cave inside the first 2 weeks.
Liars. How's that spelled?
Lyres, like the bird. Okay. Cuckoo.
From Australia and available at Countdown and all good liquor stores.
Faro, New World, Glengarry. Okay. You know, the usual suspects for grocery shit.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're ready for damp July. Like, it's been a rainy week. Like, I feel the need for some liquor in the situation. So, we're going to make some low gronies.
What's a Logroni?
It's like a Nogroni, well, a Negroni, but
John, I'll bite.
But with we're just gonna have the gin, and then we're gonna have some non-alcoholic vermouth, some non-alcoholic Italian bitter.
Yep.
And
you've got a white shirt on. I'm kind of worried that you're gonna get a little bit of red on your white shirt. I'm just saying what I'm thinking. That's all.
I already got coffee on this morning, so fuck it.
Ooh. About that life. You're about that mixing it up,
mate. Yeah. Like it's sometimes you just got to live on the edge. You know.
Fair enough. I'm sitting down right now.
Gwillem, at some point during lockdown, I think.
Oh yes.
I got a bottle of this Heyman's gin, and I'm quite a fan of it.
It's pretty damn spectacular. It's actually made in the oldest running distillery in London.
John has been drinking a lot of gin. Actually, every time I go around to John's place, he'll be like, "Would you like a gin?" Like that. It's real weird. They're
I think it comes with fatherhood.
Around the Vary
it comes with fatherhood, I think.
It just comes with COVID-19 fears.
So we're going to kick this off. We're going to put 45 mils in. We're doing big boy glasses because we found the BFM branded glassware as well as the BFM ancient mammoth ice.
Yeah. Oh, it's starting to break the ice down a bit as well.
Yeah, so we're getting 45 mils of the gin in there.
That seems like quite a lot. I'm just going to say that.
It's just like a gin and tonic and a half, man. Like, you realise that nothing else we're putting in this has booze in it.
Right.
So, like, we can afford to up the ante a little bit.
I know, but this is the first kind of Cocktail Corner back from my Dry July experience that I've been going through.
I'll believe that when I see
Cocktail
it.
Cocktail Corner with, you know, some spirits in it really does sort of start the party up here.
It really does. So we're going to put in 35 mils of the Liars Vermouth Rosso. So if you wanted to make an actual alcoholic Negroni, you just put normal vermouth in. So it's basically the same ratio.
I mean, you just put gin in there.
We've turned the gin up because, like, it's, you know,
the thing is, a Negroni is basically just all booze, right?
All killer, no filler.
Has a Negroni got gin in it at all?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, definitely got gin in it.
Just checking. Carry
vermouth,
on.
Campari, you know, that sort of carry on.
I forget.
Oh, sorry, I missed vermouth for the last one. Otherwise, John would just be drinking straight.
Are you
gin.
Smelling them, John? You're
this,
kind of dropping.
This is what I maybe I've been searching for a Negroni, because I find a Negroni just a bit punchy for my liking.
Well, this is kind of like a mellow Negroni, not definitely not that. As punchy.
What's it like on the nose? Actually, in person, that's a little bit more golden than it is red. Eh?
You did smell this one last week.
Casper from Fuzz Club, here, have a little smell of that.
You're going to need to smell this.
So while Johnny's smelling...
You're making quite a few drinks.
Yeah, well, Johnny's smelling, we put 35 mils in of the Liars Italian Orange, which is the Campari substitute.
It's starting to look quite Cobb & Co., if you know what I mean.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No, it's great.
So as we've already got sort of not much booze in there, we're just giving it a quick stir just to agitate it all, mix it all together.
Is anyone putting umbrellas in drinks anymore?
Hell yeah.
I feel like you could drop an umbrella in there, quick smart.
You could totally drop an umbrella in there. If I'd known you wanted umbrellas, I could have brought you a many and varied selection.
Here's one I prepared earlier. He says throwing oranges on the floor.
So now we're going to kick it old school. We're going to put a whole orange wedge up in there.
We're getting half time, motherfucker.
Exactly. If you can't have a mouth guard, what's the point in eating fruit? All right.
A little orange re-up, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks really good, man. The orange totally just tied it together.
But I just also really enjoy how we've ended up with a cocktail which almost looks like Raro. You know that like that really hectic red Raro I used to get as a kid?
Mm. In branded BFM glassware.
Exactly.
As well.
Oh, had to be done.
Cheers, Oh, wow. Gee whiz, man. You've outdone yourself, as they say.
But you see, like, you're getting all those Negroni flavors. Dry July kicking in.
Oh, it's there's the gin.
But like at the same time though, it's still pretty friendly. And less calories in a gin and tonic.
What do you call it? A low groany.
I call it a low groany.
I think this is.
Do you know what I like about this? It's a little bit of alcohol in it.
Mm. It's not too much alcohol because Negroni just rips my head off most of the time.
Oh, so it's a one-way trip like to death. In a good way.
I don't want to overdo it, but it's a responsible amount of alcohol in there. You know?
Like this is the afternoon tennis sort of situation Negroni. It's not the 2 a.m. I'm a little bit worse for wear. This sounds like a great idea at the time, and I'm going to totally regret this in 25 minutes.
I do like my cocktails to be tennis kind of.
I just gave my orange a bit of a squeeze.
It's a personal preference.
Really
thing.
Sort of sweetened it up.
It does. It attacks the bitters. Mm.
That's a little bit rude though. A little bit for the chef if you do that, or is that?
No, that's why you just have it in there.
Okay.
Because it means that you can choose if you want more orange flavour or not, because I don't know how he wants it to taste.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
So just, you don't have to go no alcohol.
Next time I go to John's place, he's going to be cruising around with this big pink drink. It actually kind of looks like lean a little bit.
Yeah. But I don't think we could try and make one in a Sprite can.
Maybe a double cup. Double cup this.
I think a double cup would last quite a while. Almost a pitcher situation.
I watched a little documentary on lean.
And?
I don't know. It's a vibe, I guess. People making trap music and chilling out.
But like, were they on the Robitussin DX or were they changing it up?
I don't want to spill the ingredients. No, there's an Anarchist cookbook for all that. We don't need the dry show to say exactly what.
Gotta love the Tussin.
This is delicious, Gwillem. This is a great little number.
It's a pretty chill little sitch.
Mm.
You know, it's like when you don't want a gin and tonic.
Has that got a snake on the lyres thing, by the way?
That's a flamingo, bro.
Oh,
but there's a wolf on the Italian one.
Hey.
He's got some Roman legionnaire situation going on.
This is just what I needed after a big night on the beers yesterday.
You've been standing weird as well, but now you're standing pretty sweet.
It's almost like he's got an upright now.
All right, the ingredients one more time, Gwillem.
So 45 mils Heyman's London Dry Gin. 35 mils each of the Liars Vermouth Rosso and the Liars Italian Orange.
Heaps of ice, though, as well.
Heaps of ice.
Like it's stacked with ice.
Because you don't want that ice to melt because you don't have much. You don't want it to taste weak. And the more ice you've got in there, the more ice you'll stay.
That was a synchronized.
Yeah, ice is your friend.
Built in the glass.
Yeah, fuck it. Less dishes. This is a vibe, by the way. What is this?
Good old Electric Octopus with Moments.
Nice.
Thank you, Liars. Thank you, Gwillem.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Yo!
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.